This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is set to nominate Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, capping a dramatic reshaping of the federal judiciary that will resonate for a generation and that he hopes will provide a needed boost to his reelection effort. An ideological heir to the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, Barrett would fill the seat vacated after the September 18th death of liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Democrats are still seething over Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's 2016 refusal to consider President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nomination of Merrick Garland because it came during an election year. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has said the winner of the election should get to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and only two Republican senators have opposed proceeding with the confirmation process. Lebanon's prime minister designate has resigned after being unable to form a cabinet due to a political impasse. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Mustafa Adib announced his resignation to the media. After becoming clear that a cabinet, according to the characteristic I had put in, is bound to fail and out of my interest in protecting national unity according to the Constitution, I apologize for continuing the mission of forming a government. The announcement, nearly a month after he was appointed to the job, further delays the prospect of getting the foreign economic assistance needed to rescue the country from collapse. Macron has been pressing Lebanese politicians to form a cabinet made up of non-partisan specialists that can work on enacting urgent reforms. France and other international powers have refused to provide aid before serious reforms are made. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in northeastern Ukraine late Friday, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Searchers combing the area of the craft found two more bodies the day after the crash. The plane was carrying a crew of seven and 20 students from a military aviation school when it crashed and burst into flames while coming in for landing at the local airport about 250 miles east of the capital Kiev. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared a day of mourning for the crash victims. Zelensky, who visited the crash area the following day, called for a full assessment of the condition of the country's military equipment and said he wanted an official report on the crash by the 25th of October. I'm Karen Chamas.
Spain's health minister has reiterated his calls for the city of Madrid to be placed in total lockdown. Speaking after a meeting of COVID-19 experts in Barcelona, Health Minister Salvador Illa said the Madrid regional government should revise its decision to only lock down parts of the city. He also said that the threshold of contagion incidents to decide which suburban town to confine should be lowered to 500 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, which is roughly twice the national average. More than 850,000 residents in 37 neighborhoods have been confined this week to their areas unless they have a reason to go elsewhere. Maximum capacity in shops and restaurants has been reduced and parks have closed. Belarusian security forces detained dozens of protesters Saturday as crowds rallied in central Minsk, accusing President Alexander Lukashenko of rigging last month's election. One group of women chanted, "Our president is Sveta," referring to opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, who they say won the vote, before riot police dragged many of those protesters into vans. Other protesters were arrested nearby. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by mass street protests since Lukashenko's claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th vote. He has denied rigging the election and dismissed opposition accusations of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. Protesters at a central London anti-lockdown rally scuffled with police officers Saturday who were trying to break up the demonstration because of a lack of social distancing. Prime Minister Boris Johnson tightened COVID-19 restrictions this week, telling people to work from home if possible and ordering pubs and restaurants to close early after cases started to climb. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.